did she give you?
The car keys, two debit cards.
I didn't give them to him.
Okay. Sure you didn't.
A son gone wild during mom's medical crisis?
I was in a comatose state when he was withdrawing money back to back. He illegally took my car and my money.
Time for a healthy dose of the truth.
He said he did not take the car.
He did take the car.
Where was your mother's car?
It was with this gentleman right here.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Sheila Lincoln is suing her son, 21-year-old Andrew Webb, for stealing her money and destroying her car while she was in the hospital.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 474 on the calendar in the matter of Lincoln versus Webb.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Miss Lincoln, this is your son, and it is your claim that while you were quite ill, he took some money out of your account and he damaged your car.
Yes, ma'am.
Your son says that when you went into the hospital, you gave him your debit card or whatever card it was. What did she give you?
She gave me the car keys, the two debit cards, and
Debit cards?
Yes, and the PIN number for them.
When did you give him the debit cards?
I didn't give them to him. When I went to the hospital, I was comatose.
When did you give him your PIN number? Because he couldn't take anything out of your Listen.
Yes, ma'am.
Couldn't take anything out of your accounts without the PIN number. So when did you give him the PIN number?
I gave him the PIN number. He's had them for years.
And what would he do with them?
Well, when I was in the hospital, he would steal money out of my account.
No, before, years ago.
Oh,
years ago, when you gave him your PIN number.
He'd run around the corner to the store, get milk, you know, bread, you know, essentials when I was honestly too lazy to get up and do it myself.
Okay, so you were in the hospital, he had your debit cards, and he was living with you in the house before you were taken to the hospital, I assume, is that
yes.
right? Mr. Webb, before your mother went into the hospital, what kind of work were you doing?
I was working for the state.
Doing what?
IHSS. I was actually getting paid to take care of her. all different things.
No. The state was paying you to take care of your mother?
Yes.
How much?
$200 a month.
Did you have to fill out paperwork for that?
Yes, ma'am.
Who helped you fill out the paperwork?
My mother did.
Okay. What kind of settlement check went into your bank?
It was a settlement for a drug company for damages I incurred from taking their medication.
How much was the settlement?
$6,000. Well, approximately $6,000.
$6,000. On what date did you get the $6,000?
I don't know the exact date. It was in December of 2012.
Show me.
I don't have that here. I only have the bank statements for the time that I was hospitalized.
So what are all those papers that you brought?
These are bank statements for the time that I was hospitalized, face sheets from the hospital showing the dates that I was there and the diagnoses.
I want to see when money went into your account.
Oh, the money, it shows deposits every month.
From what?
My disability, child support.
Disability, child support from whom?
I used to work for the state also, but for the Franchise Tax Board, and I became disabled about 12 years ago.
What child support?
The back child support his father still owes me. He's about $22,000 in the
arrears. I'm 21, ma'am.
So his father is sending you child support for him.
He doesn't
He's getting
send it.
Money from the state for taking care of you. I'm just trying to figure this all out. What other money do you get?
I get a disability.
How much?
Back then it was $1,066, I believe, and now it's $1,187 a month.
And what was happening with that money? Because your complaint alleges that I saw that my bank accounts, which should have had $2,525 settlement check in it, was down to $40. What I want to see is the $2,525 settlement check when it went into the bank. That's what I want to see. And that wasn't in 2012, madam. You say it was October of 2013.
Right, that's what I'm looking for. There were checks that were placed in.
Don't speak. Just show me what you wrote in your complaint.
Okay.
While your mother's looking for that, Mr. Webb, you're 21 years old. Where do you reside now and with whom?
I live with my Uncle Mark. It's about 10 miles from where my mother lives.
When did you move in with your Uncle Mark and what's his last name?
His last name is McCarley. I moved in with him about January of 2013.
You moved in with him while your mother was in the hospital?
Yes, I had some issues with my grandmother, so I had to leave.
What do you mean you had issues with your grandmother? Was your grandmother also living with your mother?
Yes.
And when you left, how did you get to your uncle's house?
I walked, ma'am.
Where was your mother's car?
It was with this gentleman right here.
Okay. That's in January of 2013.
Yes, ma'am.
You went home in October of 2013.
I went home September.
According to your complaint, my doctor said I could finally go home in October 2013.
Well, I think that was a typo. It was actually September.
It's not a typo. Typo is not a different month.
I'm talking about in the statement. I have all of the admission and discharge summaries.
On what date were you discharged?
I was discharged from AVHC on 9/15.
And who did you go home with?
My mother. Well, actually, he picked me up.
Yeah,
and then
I picked her up.
I went home and my mother was there.
In her car.
Don't speak. All of these withdrawals were made after you went home.
Okay, and
that's what you're showing me, all of
right,
these withdrawals.
Those are, but these aren't.
I don't care whether these aren't. You said...
This is what I'm suing for.
No, no. Listen to me, madam. On October 28th, 2013, there was a wire deposit made, $2,525 into
Correct.
Your account. You were home when this went into your account.
I was home when that went into my account.
My account.
But that was the last one that I could find.
Well, I don't care. That's what you're suing for.
No, what I'm suing for is the almost 10 months that I was hospitalized.
Sorry, that's not what this complaint says, madam.
But that's what I wrote the complaint as.
Well, it's not. I will show it to you. And what I'm going to show you is you wrote
it. Well, I can show you my...
Listen to me. What you wrote in your complaint was that you went home. You said October, so say it's September of 2013.
Okay.
And you saw my bank account, which should have had my settlement check, which is $2,525 in it, was now down to $40.
Right.
But it was not on the date you were discharged from the hospital. You got the money the month after you were discharged from the hospital. That's what this says.
But that's not all the money that I got.
Hey, listen. This is a court.
I understand that.
This is a court. You read and signed the complaint.
The fact is that he's 21 years old. He refuses to get a job.
Listen
to
me.
I don't
care. You want
to
complain
to him.
He took almost $10,000 out of my account.
I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. It's irrelevant to me what your story is. This is the complaint that you filed. The complaint that you filed says that you received a settlement check on or about October of 2013, and that he took money from that, leaving you a balance of $40. That's what this complaint says. Do you want to read it again?
Yes,
better read it again, please.
Because what I told them was...
I don't care what you told them. I care what you signed.
Okay.
Got it. Now, you want to tell me about the car?
The car was left at the house, of course. I was taken by ambulance to the hospital.
Listen. Car.
Okay.
He left to go to stay with his uncle. He had a disagreement with his grandmother. He said he did not take the car.
He did take the car. He not only took the car back
in... Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
You're in the hospital.
Yes.
So you don't know whether he took the car. You don't know whether he took the car. He says somebody else drove the car. Stand up. Your last name?
Murrow.
You went to pick up Miss Lincoln at the hospital?
Yes, I did.
In what vehicle?
I went...
In what vehicle?
My mother's.
What kind of car was that?
Chevy Lumina.
And what kind of car did Miss Lincoln have?
It's a Hyundai Elantra.
Where is it?
It was...
No. Where is it now?
Now?
It... Look at me. Don't look over there. Where is it now?
They had to junk it because he blew it.
So it's junked.
He blew it.
Yeah.
It's junked. And when did it get junked?
Right after they had me go get it from him because he'd been driving it around everywhere.
So you went... Listen to me. You went and got it.
Yes.
From whose house?
Sheila's house.
You went...
Because she asked me to go grab it, to park it at my house because he was running around with it.
So you went...
When it came back from your house, it was destroyed.
No.
Miss Lincoln said, go get the car and bring it to your house.
Yes.
Is that what you did?
Yes, that's exactly.
Month and year?
It was 2013, and I'm not exactly sure what month it was.
So you drove the car back to your house?
Yes.
And then what did you do with it?
I put the keys inside my room, and I drove my mom's car to go get her when it was time for her to get out.
How much after you picked up the car from the defendant did you go and pick Miss Lincoln up at the hospital? A month, 2 months, 6 months?
Maybe like a month and a half to 2 months.
I can't help you. Miss Lincoln, I can't help you.
What do you mean you can't help me?
Just
he's
exactly what I said.
He's 21 years old. No,
just exactly what I said.
He
just
is
exactly.
21 years old. He just took exactly the car. He made 8 sets of copies. Every time the keys were taken from him, he made another copy. And he drove the car until it blew up.
No. Miss Lincoln.
No, you don't understand.
No,
I have proof.
No.
I was in a comatose.
Just a second. Just a second.
I was in a comatose state when he was withdrawing money back to back. 3 and 4 trips to the gas station on one day totaling $200. I mean,
listen to me.
I'm not responsible to feed him. He's grown.
Listen to me.
It's not even possible.
I'm not responsible for your ill-drafted complaint.
No, but he illegally took my car and my money. He had no permission.
Listen to me carefully. You have no proof that he... Based on what this young man says, you're in the hospital.
He admitted to it. What are you talking about? I have no proof.
Bye, Miss Lincoln.
It.
If you're not going to be quiet and listen to me,
I'll
I'm
listen.
Just walking out on you.
I'll
do
listen.
You get it?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
They're not putting on your listening ears,
sir. I don't
sir.
Think you are either, ma'am.
Well, that's why I'm here, you're there, and I guarantee you, if you were to say to yourself, do I want to be me or do I want to be Judge Judy? You would say, I would like to be Judge Judy.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Sheila Lincoln says her son, Andrew Webb, stole her money and destroyed her car while she was in the hospital.
Now, you have no proof that he damaged your car. The last I heard from your witness was you told him to go and get the car.
Yes.
From him and drive it to his house.
Yes.
Which is exactly what he did. And the car remained at his house after being driven by him at his house. He never got it back.
No, he did not.
That's correct.
Do you want to know why he didn't get it back?
No, I don't. What I'm telling you is you have no proof. Because the last person to drive that car, according to your witness, was him. That's the last person. You have no other witnesses here, right?
No, I don't.
No. So the last person who drove the car...
And when he drove the car, it blew up.
No, that's not what he said. He said he drove the car, he parked in his driveway, and he put the keys in the car.
Yeah, and the next time I went to go turn it on, it was messed up.
Goodbye.
No, it literally
Goodbye.
Blew up. He had no permission
Goodbye.
To take it. He needs
Goodbye.
To take responsibility.
How can I say that in another language?
Adios.
Adios.
I desire excuse. You may step out.
He said it wasn't a big deal because...
I've done everything I could to help that woman.
He just figured it was going to be his soon anyways.
I would do more to help her if I could.
He just figured I was going to die and leave it all to him.
That's not true, you know.
That's what he said.
I would never say anything like that.
I went in my room and cried.
That's preposterous. I don't even have the words for that.
You know, I'm pretty much done.
I'm hoping that it can be repaired. I mean, that's my mother, you know. I wish the best for her.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Reyes versus Guile. Step forward.
Jessica Reyes is suing her ex-boyfriend, Andrew Guile, for a loan for car repairs. Andrew claims he owes Jessica nothing.
Miss Reyes, you and Mr. Guile dated.
Yes.
Didn't live together.
We did for a short period of time.
How short?
He moved in with me at around the end of March because his apartment had burned down.
And?
And we were living where I was living, but there was some problems starting with the other roommates and him, so we moved in with some friends of his. And then there was some more problems with the roommates, and then we moved again and lived with some other roommates. And then I decided to live with my father because our living situation.
When did you go to live with your father?
The end of September.
So between March and September,
yes.
You were sort of vagabonds.
You could
that
say that.
Be right?
Not really, but okay, if you want
well,
to say
Well, how many
it like
different
that.
Residences did you live in, sir, from March?
The same amount that she said, but I wouldn't call it vagabonds. That's
well, how many different
there.
Residences is that in 6 months?
This is the amount that she said, which is about 3 or 4.
You moved in with her?
Yes.
And then where did you go?
We were living at her place, which was
okay, that
where
was
she
no
was.
Good.
That's
All
one.
Right. Then
and
where
then
did
my
you...
friends, which is 2, and then another one of her friends, which is 3. So 3 residences. But like I said, I wouldn't call it vagabonds. Vagabonds is just...
Keep moving.
You if you want to explain friends. Like that, yes, okay.
Well, she had her own residence, at least in March. You didn't.
I had my own residence until the apartment burned down.
Right.
Yes.
And?
So I had my own residence.
But in March, you had no residence.
No, with her.
So you
her,
moved in with her. And
which
then
I was paying with, the rent.
And then with various sets of friends.
Yes.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I wasn't being... being disrespectful to you. Now, however, Mr. Freshmouth, now I'm going to be disrespectful.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jessica Reyes says ex-boyfriend Andrew Guile owes for a loan for car repairs. Andrew is countersuing for the return of property, including a limited edition hookah pipe.
Two things. You claim a loan to him in the amount of $600 and some odd.
Yes.
What was it for?
It was for car parts. He worked as a paper boy, and he needed his car to do his job.
What proof do you have that you gave him the money? Because he says you didn't give him any money.
I have.
Right? Sir, you say she didn't give you any money.
She didn't give me any money. She paid for a couple of parts on the car, but she did not give me any money.
Oh, well, you didn't say that. Listen to me. You didn't say that in your answer. So she did pay for parts.
Yes, a couple of parts that I have the receipts for right here.
How much did she pay for in the parts?
In the parts, she paid $22.66 for motor oil, $13.50 for transmission work, and then $46.57 for transmission lines.
So just $22.13 and $46.
Yeah, $83 and some change.
Your Honor, I have my bank statements with every single transaction I did for AutoZones and various auto parts places. I have every single one written down, and I have...
No, I don't want to see what you wrote down.
Okay. I have the bank statements right here.
For auto parts?
Auto parts, there's...
Just auto parts?
No.
How much is it for auto parts?
The auto parts altogether, because there was also ones for tire shops and...
Just a second. Did you put tires on your car?
No.
They did repairs on his car there.
Just a second. Does that sound familiar to she?
No.
Doesn't sound familiar?
No.
Does she have a car?
No.
Well, then what would she be doing any work for car?
For all I know, she has other friends that have cars, too.
No.
I mean, these are things that are absolutely
new
to me.
And I'm not saying, listen to me, sir, I'm not saying that you owe her the money. You have to understand what I'm saying.
I'm not saying
it's a loan, but if she doesn't have a car and she has in her bank statements money that she paid to a car repair shop, I'm telling you that a logical conclusion to that is that it was for your car if you were
then
a couple.
Why is that logical? I have a 2005 Dodge Neon. For all I know, those repairs could be for another car to anybody else, for her dad, for her mom.
What I'm telling you, sir, is that doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know you're sorry. That's why I'm here, you're there, and I guarantee you,
of course, if
you were to say to yourself when you go to sleep at night, do I want to be me or do I want to be Judge Judy? You would say, I would like to be Judge Judy.
No, actually,
so what
I'm
telling you is, if it doesn't make sense to me.
I can't help what makes sense to you. This doesn't make sense to me. I mean, like I said, I have a 2005 Dodge Neon.
I don't care.
Those, what she has, does it stay on the bank statements that they were for repairs on a 2005
you're
Dodge Neon?
You're not putting on your listening ears.
I have the receipts that these are for the 2005 Dodge Neon.
You're not putting on your listening ears, sir.
I don't think you are either, ma'am.
Well, so let me tell you this, Mr. Guile.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, because you have a big, fresh mouth, that causes a reaction. I try to explain to you that if two people are in a relationship and on her bank statement, she has expenses for a car, and you tell me she doesn't have a car. To me, the logical conclusion is, and I want you to pay attention, is that those expenses were for your car, not for another friend or someone else. They could be, but that's not the logical conclusion. If you were listening, I said to you, now, Mr. Guile, that doesn't necessarily mean that you owe her that money. Because even if she paid to have your car fixed, if you're in a relationship, that doesn't always create a loan. That could be a gift if she paid to have your car fixed. So I wasn't being disrespectful to you. Now, however, Mr. Freshmouth, let me tell you this. She's suing you for $876. She's got it. Now I'm going to be disrespectful. Get out. Bye.
Excuse me, ma'am. What about my countersuit?
It's dismissed.
Wow.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She put me in an arm lock. She said if I move, she would break my arm in two.
Can the judge be a calming force?
Take a breath. Just let the truth flow out.
Truth?
Yes, the truth.
Judge Judy.
Not gonna be very stupid when I'm picking out guys.
She was just very controlling, just very just dictating.
He decided to cheat on me and...
No, I did not take advantage of the planet. I mean, if she feels that way...
I don't really care. I just have my laptop and my money.
Can't help the way she feels, just why I can't help the way that the judge feels.
I can just go on as a happy person that I am.